Sitting in my kitchen in Glenmire, shortly after reading an Enid Blyton story to my daughter, as she's putting her to bed, as she approaches 7 years old, I'm sitting, going on a journey to the other side of the world, and I'm tuning into the writing of A.J. Lehan. And let me just start by quoting you a little bit, and then I will have something to offer him in return for this piece of writing. He wrote this in a tub, in a hot tub in Utah in the United States. He says, "My head is slightly tilted, admiring the brightest stars I've seen since I was standing on the shores of Lake Malawi 2 months ago. I see a patch of mist, mischievous clouds swirling towards me, and I can hear their thunder in the distance. I am watching the moonlight careen off the rush of steamy spring water cascading down the nape of an exquisitely orange rock formation." I think Utah's full of those. "The water trickles from that rock into an antiquated porcelain bathtub that was installed into this mountain sometime in the mid-1900s. I'm sitting in it right now, enjoying the dense water that a band of nomadic Native Americans from the Ute used to enjoy 300 years ago. In the 1880s, American pioneers would stop here for a brief repose before continuing the treacherous journey of manifest destiny." So with those words, AJ begins his latest blog post. He writes 2 a week on a journey which will take 1,080 days, and I think he's on about day 7. And I have committed myself to offering him a poem to go on the journey with. So I'm going to offer him a Russian poem from a poet called Yevtushenko. Yevtushenko. And it's a small little volume which I, in the Penguin Modern European Poets series, and it's the same volume that contains Zima Junction, which is one of my favourite poems of all. This is a short poem called Talk, and the reason I picked it is it seems to me to be to say something, to offer something to those of us who are aspiring to intentional living, to borrow AJ's phrase. Okay, so here we go. The poem is called Talk. "You're a brave man, they tell me. I'm not. Courage has never been my quality. Only I thought it disproportionate so to degrade myself as others did. No foundations trembled. My voice no more than laughed at pompous falsity. I did no more than write, never denounced. I left out nothing I had thought about. Defended who deserved it. Put a brand on the untalented. The ersatz writers doing what had anyhow to be done. And now they press to tell me that I am brave. How sharply our children will be ashamed, taking at last their vengeance for these horrors, remembering how, in so strange a time, common integrity could look like courage." So that phrase, common integrity, could look like courage. It speaks to a lot of places. It speaks to a lot of situations. Common integrity. And that's what I think you have, AJ. I think you have common integrity. I think you project it in a very dramatic way. I think you make an impact. But strip it all away, I think you've got common integrity. Yevtushenko, Russian poet. Little gift. Bye-bye.